the gap between profession and practice. They profess to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for any good deed. Titus' words in Titus 1:16 are some of the most sobering in all of Scripture. He's not describing atheists or outsiders, but religious people. Those who claim to know God yet live as though they don't. The greatest danger to faith is not disbelief, but hypocrisy, a gap between what we say we believe and how we live. Let's look at three truths from this verse. They profess to know God. To profess means to publicly declare. These people were not silent. They had the right words, the right theology, perhaps even the right attendance record, but their lives lacked the power of true transformation. In Scripture, knowing God always changes a person. Moses' face shone after meeting him. Isaiah cried out, "Woe is me." Paul's encounter on the Damascus Road turned his life upside down. True knowledge of God is not information, it's transformation. Yet many today carry the Christian label without the Christian life. They post verses online but harbor bitterness. They worship on Sunday but cheat in business on Monday. It's possible to know about God and never truly know Him, but by their actions they deny Him. Our lives either confirm or contradict our confession. The word deny means to reject, to disown, just as Peter did when he said, "I don't know Him." We can deny Christ with our lips, but also with our choices. If we claim to trust God yet live in fear, our lives deny His faithfulness. If we preach grace but refuse forgiveness, we deny His mercy. If we call Him Lord but refuse obedience, our rebellion denies His authority. Jesus warned, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom, but only the one who does the will of my Father." James echoes it, "Faith without works is dead." Our actions are the evidence of our faith. If someone followed you for a week, watched your words, your spending, your relationships, would they conclude you know God, or would your life deny Him? They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for any good deed. Paul uses strong words. Hypocrisy isn't a small flaw, it's spiritual decay. Detestable hypocrisy misrepresents God and causes unbelievers to mock the faith. Disobedient, they speak of Christ but follow their own desires. Unfit for any good work, they become ineffective like tools rusted and useless. God created us for good works. But when our profession and practice don't match, our witness loses its power and credibility. So how do we close this dangerous gap between what we say and what we do? One, examine yourself.
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
Be honest before God. Are your private and public lives aligned? God welcomes sincere repentance. The prodigal son was embraced, and David was restored. God isn't seeking perfection, but authenticity. Three, walk by the Spirit. We can't live the Christian life through willpower. We need daily dependence on the Holy Spirit, who empowers obedience and produces fruit. Stay accountable. Surround yourself with believers who sharpen and correct you in love. If you were put on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Titus 1:16 challenges us to pursue authentic faith, where our confession and conduct align, where our profession becomes practice. Jesus didn't call us to talk about Him. He called us to follow Him, to live as living proof of His grace. Father, search our hearts, reveal any gap between our words and our ways. Forgive our hypocrisy and transform us by Your Spirit. May our lives reflect Your truth, our actions confirm our faith, and our hearts truly know You, in Jesus' name.